My name is Barbara Frankel, and I'm in charge of ticket sales as well as being the co-chair of the music committee for the Candlelight Concerts at Laurel Hill Mansion, which is a program that goes on throughout the summer to introduce chamber music to the Philadelphia area.
My name is Alma Jacobs, and I'm the chairman of the board of directors of Women for Greater Philadelphia, and we maintain Laurel Hill Mansion.
This is our 38th season of the Candlelight Concerts, or Concerts by Candlelight at Laurel Hill, and they started in 1976, when the Laurel Hill Mansion began to be maintained by the Women for Greater Philadelphia.
This is all to the memory of Esther Kahn, who was the widow of Louis Kahn, and during the bicentennial year, she wanted to do something that would be a memorable event for the bicentennial and part of our legacy at Laurel Hill Mansion. And she started as the first chairman of the Candlelight Concerts. That has been continued on with Alice Nugent and Barbara as our co-chairman, Barbara Frankel. And we are very proud to think that we have continued with this legacy of music in the greater Philadelphia area, the only house in the park that has any kind of program like this.
Most of the performers are chamber quartets, but we occasionally do have, like for example, this season we have a classical guitarist and a violinist playing. In the past, we've had an artist playing the forte piano, which is one of the instruments that is permanently at Laurel Hill. We call it the octagonal room, because it's in the shape of an octagon, and that makes the quality of the sound really wonderful for the performers, and that's why they love coming here. The audience themselves while the musicians are playing, have a wonderful view out the windows behind the musicians out onto the Schuylkill River. The concerts start around 7 o'clock on Sundays, so we have the sunsets, which are just gorgeous. First of all, it's a step back in time. It's an experience that we as modern day people don't get to do very often. It's a time where you can sit back and listen to some absolutely beautiful music wafting through this wonderful room that was probably built for the intent of just this. And you can and we as volunteers here, we all dress in period costumes. So that gives our audience that same experience of what it must have been like to be here in the late 1700s, early 1800s, listening to music on a Sunday evening, because this was a summer home. So it's more than likely that this was probably used for the same purpose that we're using it. So that's what makes it special. Of course, the musicians are extremely good, of the first-rate quality. Several of them were former members of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and they're if you listen to look at their biographies, they're world renowned and have wonderful backgrounds. So the entire experience is just wonderful.
This is part of the tradition of Laurel Hill Mansion. Turning back the pages of history and learning about the way the people lived during that period and that time. And that's why we're so proud of our 1810 forte piano, because it's one of the few in the area that is in good working order. And we're very proud of that. And the musicians enjoy playing it. So during the different events that we have during the year, we invite musicians to come and play that, our forte piano, and they enjoy doing that as well.
Tell me what you think the biggest challenges have been. This has been going on for 38 years, that's a long, long time for a concert series. What have you noticed in the last several years that you're working on?
Well, we're working on trying to get a newer audience of younger people to become interested in this type of music. By going on social media, I'm hoping that the word will get out to those people and we can enrich our audience to make that a younger audience and carry on the traditions of what we're trying to do here.
We thought of this as the music room. And we called it that when we first came here. Our organization took over this mansion during 1976. At that time, we were known as Women for the Bicentennial. And this was part of our bicentennial. At that time, we were getting federal funding, state funding, and city funding. And it was really quite easy. We were not concerned about raising funds to have the concerts. Now it's an entirely different story. It is expensive for us to get quality musicians, which we have always been able to do.
We don't necessarily make a profit. That becomes an issue. Because after every concert, we also have a wonderful little reception out on our back porch where the audience gets the chance to meet and greet the artists. And that's really part of that experience that we're hoping to continue.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.